Welcome to the Evident Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this January the 7th on the West Coast, now January the 8th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. We'd like to welcome all those listening to us around the world, also on Wind Talkers Radio Network. And before we bring on tonight's guest, I'm going to continue along the lines of how we've been running the show over the past month or so, get you outside the box a little bit with some nice music. There is so much disinformation out there, and I'll tell you, I can feel the negativity. It's just crawling like parasites everywhere on everybody. It's reflected in email. It's certainly reflected in the corrupt mainstream media and the nonsense that they're putting out, certainly in government offices and political circles, and in the larger cities that do business with Wall Street. The corruption, to say it stinks, gives stink a bad name, as someone mentioned to me earlier today. So we're going to go outside the box for a moment. I'm going to play some organ music, in fact, which tonight's guest, Jim Murray, seems to like, he tells us. We're going to listen to Larry Golding's and a composition called Moonbird. Thank you. Larry Golding's Moonbird. Isn't it coincidental? There's a lot of strange things going on the moon, and a lot of strange things going on with birds these days. We'll get a reaction from tonight's guest. He is our regular Friday night guest and our resident science advisor. Why? Because he is a scientist extraordinaire, inventor extraordinaire, author, lecturer, and teacher, our good friend, Mr. Jim Murray. Jim, Happy New Year, and welcome to Evident Footprints.
Why, thank you, Don. Happy New Year to you, too. It's always a pleasure to be here.
I hope you liked the music. I know you like organ music. I do, too, and a lot of folks out there do. And we don't get to listen to a lot of American music these days. So I want to remind people that jazz was born here in America, and it'll always have been born here in America. So where do we start? Well, you've heard, I'm sure, about all the thousands of birds dying all over the world, and you get these ridiculous explanations on the news, like they suffered a mass panic attack, or they became disoriented, or just had an accident and crashed into buildings and fell on the ground. Your reaction to those types of comments?
Well, you know that the sensitivity of birds has been known for quite some time. As a matter of fact, in the early days of mining, they used to take finches and canaries down into the mines in cages, because they were so sensitive to methane gas that if they keeled over, the men would evacuate immediately. So I might be wrong, but the first thing that comes to my mind is that these animals are reacting to the presence of these chemtrails, which are being sprayed all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And if it isn't that, I don't know what it is.
Well,
all I know is that they've been here since the days of Archaeopteryx, and it seems rather peculiar that they would wait until the beginning of the 21st century to demonstrate that they have a problem with being here.
Mm-hmm. I agree, and I'm also incensed by these idiotic explanations that are given to us on mainstream media. Now, I don't watch mainstream media. I try not to, because I don't particularly like to have to run to the bathroom to vomit. And I'm not eating or drinking anything that would make me feel that way. So I avoid vomiting and I avoid the mainstream media like the plague. However, in the various emails that that go around, and a lot of it is disinformation, it's amazing how much the internet has been infiltrated with the same disinformation, the same propaganda. And I've been urging our listeners and the readers of various websites that they go to where they feel they're going to find the truth, and use discernment before swallowing these stories hook, line, and sinker. It's ridiculous that one particular species, let's say like the red-winged blackbird, all would die simultaneously. That obviously, you know, the explanation given to us by the media is absolutely ridiculous. Why aren't scientists speaking out about this? Now, there are a handful who are, but about the explanations that they're getting from the mainstream media. Why aren't the ornithologists out there raising Cain over this? Why isn't the ASPCA out there and other such organizations that collect money nonstop? You know, it's nauseating how they advertise for money for abused pets and abandoned pets, mistreated pets. They want the money. They're going to send you a picture of the animal. Give me a break. And a free T-shirt, they say. Well, send me the free T-shirt and the picture first, and maybe I'll consider sending some money. Because, you know, to dangle some kind of a gift out there, what are they going to do? They're going to neuter the animals. They're going to put a chip in them and feed them rendered food. That's what you pay for. There's no guarantee that these animals are going to be taken care of. They say it, but like everything else, they lie. And I could go off on a tangent and tell you I know of one specific website that is being used as a link to a bunch of other so-called animal foundations that do nothing but collect money for Acorn, Obama's underground communist group that's infiltrated this country and this government and is receiving billions of dollars illicitly. So, you know, I mean, my rage, my outrage over this is just one person. But, you know, who has a voice? Who has the courage to speak about this? Your comments. I'm sorry. I don't mean to go off on a tangent here. But, you know, this is happening to fish, too. Are the fish becoming confused because of what's confusing the birds? Is that why fish are dying? Go ahead, Jim.
Well, you know, the first thing that comes to my mind is that most of these so-called scientists that are involved with the organizations that you mentioned, you have to remember that, first of all, they would never admit that they don't know something, and that's a problem. The second thing is that you have the other situation where the scientists who are interested in saying something or doing something along these lines find themselves restricted in the way they can respond because the money for their very jobs comes directly from the United States government. And so it's the same old story. You know, they've sewed up everything, including the scientists. And, you know, there's a few that talk out now and then. Consider the situation with the climate problem, you know, what the heck do they refer to that as? The global warming situation. There were finally some people that did speak out about that and said that it was utter rubbish, that even the other planets in the solar system are warming up at the same rate that Earth is, and it's happened before, and it's no big deal. But, you know, the politicians and all of these other people that are looking to gain control over all of us, they will use anything. It doesn't even matter what it is. They will use anything to further their cause. And I think that that's pretty evident.
Yes.
At least it should be.
Yes. There is a rumor going around that that a bill against chemtrails has been presented to Ron Paul, and Ron Paul is going to bring this up in the House, making it a crime punishable by death and or imprisonment for anyone spraying the skies with all these toxins. Well, first of all, they deny that they're spraying it. But G. Edward Griffin put out a piece in his weekly newsletter stating emphatically that he contacted Ron Paul's office, and they know nothing about this. So, again, we have more disinformation. It doesn't matter if there's a piece of paper before Congress, the skies are filled with chemtrails. And there are a lot of debilitating, dangerous, let's call them bioweapons at this point, because it goes beyond just the toxicity of heavy metals. And I don't see that coming out very much, and it should be a focus, because birds have been exposed to the same heavy metals for as long as us, but they don't have a place to really hide away. They can't, unless they're a certain type of bird that lives in a barn or under the eave of a building someplace and can consistently stay out of the weather patterns, they're going to be susceptible to whatever's there. And we do know that they're putting various sorts of bacteria and viruses and deadly substances that also affect people, not just animals, but people as well. This is to target the people. Maybe they didn't expect the birds to suddenly die, but it doesn't matter. It's a reflection of all the madness that's going on with this military industrial congressional complex and the banking system and the pharmaceutical companies and the United Nations. The UN is definitely behind this. There is no doubt about that. And you know, they don't even stop to think that they're spraying this stuff over the waters and the land. Forget about the people. Forget about the animal kingdom. But they're poisoning the entire world's ecosystems with this stuff.
Well, I agree with that. And, of course, you know, anybody with a rudimentary exposure to, you know, a basic knowledge of high school science should be aware of the fact that when the rains come and it washes this stuff off the land and out of the air, and it follows the water channels down to the oceans, and that's where it resides. And so naturally it's going to affect the fish as well. You don't have to be overly bright to come to that conclusion, you know.
Yes.
But I've kind of given up looking for intelligence in that direction.
Yeah. It's time for people to take action. The regular dumbed down populace is going to stay dumbed down and not give a hoot about anything. That's clear. But that's there's no reason why the rest of us have to accept their ignorance. Or anyone's ignorance, for that matter. You know, I got to tell you, I'm losing my patience in that regard. And then let's get into the corruption in the financial community. These bailouts, you know, Walter Burian proved that these banks. And whether you want to say Citibank or J.P. Morgan or Goldman Sachs or LaSalle Bank in Chicago or any of the other banks that come and go with the wind, have been reaping humongous amounts of money. Trillions they've been taking. And they're skimming more trillions off, charging the debt to the people of this country and giving this money away. Forget about what they announce, a few billion here or a few billion there to foreign countries under the auspice of relieving poverty and starvation and illness, because that's utterly ridiculous that they would make those claims when those monies are purchasing arms and they're going into Africa, slaughtering whole tribes of people so that they can take over the land and begin mining the precious metals out of the ground or take over the oil fields. This is what's going on repeatedly around the whole world. So it doesn't matter what they say. They're just stealing more money. They're just intent upon collapsing the financial foundation, as fraudulent as it is anyway, just to cause everybody to be destitute. How long are people going to put up with that? How long can people put up with it? And I guarantee you, when they start getting hungry, they're not going to be mincing words. They're not going to be watching somebody read a teleprompter. They're going to ram the teleprompter down somebody's throat. And I might be one of the first ones to do it. Go ahead. Your comment.
Well, I've often wondered about that. As a matter of fact, George and I have had extended conversations on just how much it's going to take to tip the scales. You know, in France, during the French Revolution, the aristocracy was of the opinion that there would never be a revolt. And you talk about talking heads. Well, that's all that was left, was talking heads when they got through with them. And the guillotine was extremely popular then. Did a good job, too. And there's no reason why something like that can't happen again. I mean, people don't like to hear about this stuff. It makes them uncomfortable. But I got news for you. The alternative is even more uncomfortable. Where do you think we're all going to be in another 5 or 10 years if this garbage continues? No matter what you do or don't do, the inevitable is coming. And they've made it so. They're the ones who have brought this to its inevitable conclusion. It's only a question of time.
Yes. Yesterday, I don't know if you heard about this. Yesterday, there was this I have to say, very strange gazing session that was held at a church in California, and it was broadcast.
What is a gazing session?
This is where a man who doesn't claim he heals, but everyone else claims he heals, stands in front of a congregation of people, and of course in front of cameras, and just for 5 or 10 minutes stands out in front of this group of people while some music plays in the background, and he gazes at them. And then they all claim that they've been healed. Or someone, because they're holding a picture in their hand, that this person whose picture they're holding gets healed. Okay, miracles happen all the time. I find it interesting that the man who goes by the name of Braco, spelled B-R-A-C-O, from Croatia, has his own, I don't know what you would call it. Would you call it a business, a church, a retreat, a clinic? I don't know. People, they say, go to this man nonstop, and he walks into a room and sits there for 5 or 10 minutes staring at the people, and then they all experience this healing. They have a version of this man who is led by Jane Sibbett, the actress. Here we have another actress that has to be out there in front. And watching the ceremony, to me, it mirrored an Illuminati event. An Illuminati New Age event. Now, before people start criticizing me for looking at this. I like to see what makes these people tick. And I did a little bit of research, and it so happens that the Brazzo America offices are in a massive real estate accounting legal building. Everything in the building has to do with real estate. And I did a little bit of work on the website tracking, and I found out that the person that actually runs the website is an attorney who used to front militia groups. And no one could trust this guy. Evidently, they sort of amongst themselves in the militia group said, you know, stay away from this guy. But I just find it very interesting that it smacks of DynCorp. It smacks of the international arms dealer and the international mercenaries that they've been trying to install in various cities around the country. And now they're doing this sort of as a backdoor kind of mind control thing. I have to tell you, I witnessed the event and it's as absurd and weird as anything you've ever seen. To see somebody just walk out and stand there and stare at everybody and then watch every eye in the place on this guy, and then he walks out, and they have a little question and answer period. Did anyone feel anything? Did anyone see his face change? And I have to say, if anything, this guy's a shapeshifter. And everyone is just in this trance. What is happening to people in this world? What is happening to them? I know I'm throwing a new topic at you, Jim, but I don't know if
it isn't so much as a new topic. It's actually the same old topic in a different envelope, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you'll allow me to digress for once, I watched with my son yesterday that movie Avatar. I don't know if you've ever seen it. I avoided it initially because I thought it was just, you know, some other new age garbage. But it turns out it's a very interesting movie. And the theme of it is exactly what's going on. You know, you have these militaristic, mechanized megalomaniacs who have no regard for life or liberty or anything except the bottom line, and they will do anything imaginable to secure their objectives. And in this particular film, which occurs on another planet, a very beautiful planet, I might add, they have no qualms whatsoever about totally destroying the environment, killing all the native peoples, the animal life, the forests, and everything else, just so that they can mine these minerals that they want. Now, the storyline may be in the future in this particular film, and it may be quite a bit more focused than what we're used to looking at. But the underlining theme is exactly the same. This is what they're doing here. This is what's happening in our world. And, you know, the real thing that's amazing to me is, where the heck do they think they're going to go to escape the results of their own stupidity? I mean, a lot of these people have got families and children of their own, you know. I don't think that they can all run away to Mars. It's just a mindless act. But it's repeated over and over and over again without concern. So how do you rationalize that? I mean, it's just as bad as the other thing you asked about.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Jim, there were thousands of people paying $3 to watch a guy, and maybe some paid more. Maybe some paid a little less, but this was to cover the bandwidth so they could stream this. And, you know, that adds up, probably made $10,000 a performance. That's $1,000 a minute to stand in front of a group of people and stare at them. And then what the people want to believe and that, you know, you and I both know a lot about metaphysical healing. We know people who have that gift, undoubtedly, Randy is one such person. And Randy's been on my show a couple of times talking about that. And I've consulted with him on some people that had some very, very debilitating diseases and health problems as a result of having been in the military and having been vaccinated, much like a guinea pig. One was a nationally known case. A young man out of Ohio who was in the Marines for only a couple of months. They used him as a guinea pig. And Randy consulted on that. And his counsel, if you recall, was, you know, the soul has its own agenda. It wasn't a cop-out on his part. He was saying this, his intuition was telling him that the soul already knew what was going to happen, and that was the role and the experience that individual had chosen, and that non-interference was the best policy. And I consulted with other specialists as well, who had ideas, but said it was probably too late. So Randy's prognosis concurred with some other experts in that regard. So I know, and I've witnessed, I myself have had two major miracles in my life where I was brought back from death. I don't think one can get a greater miracle than that in their own personal life. So it's not that I don't trust in miracles, but what brought the miracle about is so far beyond someone just walking up to a stage, standing on a podium for 5 minutes and staring at people. You want to talk
well,
about...
I understand your consternation over it, but you know what? In all truthfulness, Don, it's a demonstration of how desperate people are to relocate their spiritual centers, to find something that gives value back to life. Because these lunatics have stripped everything away, you know, generation after generation, until all they've got left are these soulless zombies that don't know what they're doing, they don't know where they're going, and they're so programmed, some of them, that, you know, all they care about is if they have enough money for beer and pretzels and watch the prize fights or watch football or whatever turns them on. To me, that's not even life. I don't know what you want to call it, but it certainly isn't life. And I don't really understand what they expect. I mean, I've tried to put myself in the position of these elite, if you want to call them that. And I can't see what they expect to gain from all of this if they ever succeed. Because I think that ultimately the downfall of mankind will be the downfall of themselves.
It already is. It's not an event that's going to come. It's already there. It's already happened. It's just that the whole scenario hasn't played itself out. It happened 13,000 years ago. If you think about
it. Well, it's got a considerable hysteresis to it, that's for sure. But I think that something is going to happen here pretty quickly, because I don't see how the strain can be maintained indefinitely. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like that can go on indefinitely.
Yeah, one of the major types of disinformation that's been going out is that mankind, and I certainly can agree with part of this just by looking at the pharmaceutical industry and looking at agencies that work for the government like the FDA and the CDC. When corporations are allowed to produce products that poison people, you can alter people's DNA. You don't need aliens, evil aliens from another planet, to come here and do that. But that doesn't mean that there aren't evil aliens behind the scenes running these corporations. And if they're able to alter our DNA, how do and they can be so void of any spirit, any godliness themselves, anything good of the original creation. And I'm speaking about a creator trying to mimic or trying to retool the creation to be something of totally of their design. How did they screw up and give us a soul and didn't give themselves one? You see, that comparison right there tells me that the whole thing is a lie. They didn't create us. They certainly been trying to manipulate us. There's no doubt about that. Manipulating the mind does, and you know, certainly can affect the body, and disconnect the individual from his or her spiritual essence. There's no argument there. But in their creation of man, as this is the new, I mean, this has been out there for 30, 40 years, but they're rehashing this propaganda again to get people to think, well, we found out something. We learned a secret that the aliens created us as a laboratory experiment. This is all nothing but a big experiment. And now they're going to change the experiment. How did they screw up and give us a soul and not give themselves one? Because I can tell you, and I'm sure you would agree, that these are soulless beings.
Well, it's the old story of recognizing somebody by what they do, by their actions, never mind what they say. I mean, they behave like they're soulless. How far do you want to push it before you have to agree, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think that the whole thing is just, it's so out of control that it's really almost too complicated to think about. What I asked myself at various points was, supposing I had godlike power and I was determined to fix this mess, where would you even start? I mean, no matter where you turn, it's been so bastardized from the original plan.
Yeah, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I don't want to lose train of this thought. I would start by reinstalling the 5-gallon tanks on the toilets to make sure that what goes down the drain flushes down. I would start with that. Go ahead now.
Well, you know what I'm trying to say. It's a really convoluted mess. Now, I would have some pretty radical ways of dealing with it as a starting position, which I prefer not to go into on the air, but I know it'll never happen. I'm not going to have godlike qualities overnight. But I can tell you one thing. When the time comes that the people break, it isn't godlike qualities that they're going to have. They're going to have all the release of the demons that have been instilled in them for the last 1,000 years or so. And they're going to take it out on the only enemies that they recognize. And you know what's strange about it, Don? History has demonstrated this thousands and thousands of times. Why do these yo-yos really and truly think that they're going to have a different outcome? You know, that's the definition of insanity. You do the same thing over and over again and expect something to change. It's going to have the same outcome. Just a question of when.
Yes. Yes. Now, and while they tell us we have global warming and, you know, they're back to playing, well, they'd never stop, but they've kickstarted their games with the price of gasoline and oil products again, with no justification other than they just have this long-term goal to drive everyone into bankruptcy and then just destabilize the whole planet There are reports, I'm getting messages that the Japanese HHO devices are to be coming out sometime in May or June in their motor vehicles. I suppose, looking at what I see here, I think the message is saying 12,000 to 18,000 miles running on for 30 days on a gallon of water.
Well, you know as well as I do that I spent 3 years working with the man who pioneered that stuff.
Yes.
And I also know people that are working on similar devices here in this country, and I can tell you that it's happening. It's actually going to occur. And the thing that's interesting about all of this is that all of their tightening of the screws, as they like to call it, is really what prompts this type of outcome. Because people say, well, shit, we're not going to pay $5 a gallon for gasoline. We can't. And so it initiates a great deal of desire to come up with something radical, to come up with something different. And isn't that the basis of a free economy? Isn't that what real capitalism is all about? It's just too darn bad if General Motors goes under or somebody else goes under because the times are changing. A little examination and a little forethought will show you that one of the agents that's accelerating this change is the very things that they're trying to promote in the world. So in the long run, no matter what happens, they're going to be shooting themselves in the foot. It's already happening. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. You were starting to tell me about these Brown's Gas devices from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
What is their objective? To market these around the world or what?
Well, I suppose so, but I think countries are positioning themselves in light of what's going on with the dollar being rejected by two countries that have positioned themselves to have a lot of cash to stockpile a lot of oil. You know, what's the difference if the oil companies basically hold the whole world at ransom with outrageous prices, and you've got countries like Russia and China that aren't going to use the dollar, so they're going to find other ways, other means to pay for their oil. They're going to be producing their own oil or taking over control of oil platforms and oil fields that can't run because of the infrastructure and how they're set up. The whole issue of the Middle East is nothing but a Nazi plan, a Nazi from the get-go. OPEC was infiltrated by the Bushes. The United States played a big role. Don't think BP didn't play a role in OPEC. But they told the whole world that, well, the Arabs are doing this and the Arabs are doing that. They're trying to drive us out of business. As soon as they set up OPEC and got the Arab countries producing oil, what did they do in the United States? They shut down all the oil wells, telling us, well, we can't compete. We can't produce a barrel full of oil with the oil being so cheap. We can't pay people to do this. We have to pay our people more money. So they chose not to pay them any money. And what do? They hoarded all of this, right? They paid for a certain amount of this oil to be refined into the various products. I mean, don't you find it interesting that they stopped building cement roads, cement highways, and exclusively it's not even every year, it's every month or every couple of months, sometimes it's days after they do build a brand new road out of asphalt that they have to go back and patch up holes.
Oh, yeah, so, I see it all the time.
Yeah, so the oil companies
are making... You talk about stupidity, that I've seen them patching in the middle of winter. And, you know, when asphalt takes a hold, it has to bond to the road surface, which requires, you know, a higher temperature. And so since that doesn't happen when they do that kind of work in the middle of the winter, then naturally within a few weeks or a month, you have a pothole again right in the same spot. So it's like an endless drain on the oil situation for the production of this asphalt, but it's ill-used. It's not intelligently managed.
But see, they don't care about that because they own all the oil change and lube shops where people have to go get their cars repaired, you see? And they've shut down all the service stations and the full service stations. You remember people used to have their cars at the local gasoline station. They specialized. They had at least two garages there where they could have two mechanics working on cars all day long, fixing cars. That helped the industry. Well, it's to their advantage. The more desperate the condition of the roads, the more damage there's and wear and tear there's going to be on a person's car. Then they're intentionally building the cars to fall apart. The parts are recycled or rebuilt and cheaply in foreign countries, not to the specs of the original parts. And again, you know, everything's a racket with these people. So they're in no hurry to fix the roads because that keeps tires wearing. They sell more tires. They have to do more wheel alignments. They have to do more shock replacements, struts, axles, chassis, the whole vehicle. Then you have the fraud of the catalytic converter making everybody
Don't even get me started on that because I looked into the chemistry of it. It's a freaking joke. You know, they mandate that it's essential for the sake of the environment to cut down on the CO and the CO2 coming out of a vehicle. But they didn't write any laws regarding the issuance of sulfuric acid fumes. And so, you know, they go through some cheap chemical magic, and it's true that they have less CO and less carbon dioxide and whatnot. But that's at the expense of sulfuric acid and other horrible things being emitted into the environment. And, of course, that doesn't show up on the detectors. So when you go in and get your exhaust analyzed and say, oh, you're good, no CO, very little CO2, you know, you're okay. Well, I think that they should really let the cat out of the bag and insist on, if they want to play that game, they should insist on testing for all the other garbage that is being released.
Well, then
because nobody has any gumption. Nobody seems to care. It's the same old story. You know, what's that expression? The only thing that that has to happen for evil to propagate is for good men to do nothing. And we certainly have a lot of that.
And then no one questions the amount of fumes being put out into the air and the damage being caused just by regular commercial airline traffic.
Oh, and it's horrendous. It's unbelievable. And those fumes, I don't remember all the chemicals that are in there, but I did know some of them at one point, and they're horrendous, and they're carcinogenic. But nobody seems to be worried about it.
Yeah, well, they blame it on the people on the ground. Okay,
yeah,
so
sure.
Now, and then that opens the door again to the discussion on chemtrails. Now, they're not only shuttling passengers from city to city, they're poisoning people and burning the fuel at the same time. So we're getting a double whammy. You know, and for them to deny that they're doing this or that this is the reality is criminal again. But they can bribe judges.
You're dealing with nothing but criminals. So what do you expect?
Yes. I've said that a million times, and you have as well. I mentioned that for the new listeners. But
Well, Don, you have some amazing powers when it comes to being able to see into the future and to come to interesting conclusions about reality and how it's changing. What does your intuition say about where the human race is headed? Where do you think we're going to wind up with all this nonsense?
Well, I think the people who are asleep are basically going to go down the tubes with the ones that are creating this mess. They're going to be held equally responsible. And you know, ignorance is no excuse in the law, don't they say? Don't they say that? Even as corrupt as the justice system is, they say ignorance is no excuse.
They say it all the time.
Well, in a universal context, ignorance is not going to be any excuse. You know, where does one draw the line? It's okay to be married and have a family and buy an expensive house and expensive clothes and, you know, have expensive landscaping and go out to fancy restaurants and deprive your kids of a real education, deprive them of spiritual values in their life? Is it going to be determined at some point that it's criminal the way people have treated their children and allowed others to take control of their children under the auspice of educating them or under the auspice of making them be responsible citizens? Where's the responsibility? All this stuff that they're telling us that they're doing for our children, how are they the example of that? How is it that teachers are the ones that are fixing this and those that pay the teachers are so screwed up? Don't we see that?
Well, I sure do. Even my kids see that. You know, my son is probably permanently scarred by the effects that he endured in public school. And he said to me, point blank, Dad, it's all BS. I don't want any part of it. But how many people are not in the position to see through it? You know, they just ingest it and accept it because that's what children are expected to do.
Yeah. Well, for these reasons, I see those people who are satisfied meeting the status quo and going along with the game and pretending like none of this stuff is really happening. Those people are going to be held responsible. The difference between those people and the people that are talking about it, writing about it, researching, doing the work, trying to network with people and inform people of the reality of life and our responsibilities, those people are the ones that are going to see the way through this. They're going to move on. They're going to move to a higher plane of existence. And all the things that they were promised, and I'm not saying that these jerks have promised them, because this is all meaningless stuff. Oh, you're going to be secure. Tell me, what is security? Where does it start and where does it end?
Well, it's very simple. If you don't have it inside yourself, it doesn't exist.
Absolutely. Yes, you're absolutely correct on that. See, so there's nothing that anyone can give you. They can't give you security. It comes from within. And it's those people that are doing the soul searching and discovering who they really are and really discovering their inner power, which it doesn't do a person any good until they manifest that power outward. They have to put it into action. Those are the people that are going to change this world. And I tell people, you know, pray to God, ask God for help. You can't go wrong there, but don't expect God to just act on your prayer alone. You've got to take action. You've got to do something. You know, it's like the old joke. You're complaining to God that the you want to win the lottery. You deserve to win the lottery for whatever reasons. And God says, help me out, buy the ticket.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm not saying you should play the lottery, because that's another Ponzi scheme like all the other ones. And it's been proven over and over again that people that win the lottery do not know how to handle the money, because it's all illusory. This pursuit of paper, or this pursuit of wealth for the sake of pursuing wealth, is meaningless in the long run. Those individuals that can see beyond that are going to put themselves in a position to be in communication with others from other parts of the universe, who are clamoring for us to awaken to that reality and accept the responsibilities of life, not the earthly political Kabbalistic responsibilities of slavery. The manifestation of being sovereign beings created by a God that created the whole universe and never separated himself from us. All that God expects us to do is acknowledge that and live that in everything that we do, recognizing the potential oneness of everything in the creation. But I'm certainly, that doesn't mean, well, one day you can decide, well, I'm going to go out and kill 100,000 people, and the next day I'm going to go to confession over it and turn around the next day and go out and kill another 100,000 people. That's not what that means. But that's the kind of garbage they feed you in organized religion. Yeah, you can kill. It's okay. It's a secret between me and you, by the way, confession is, you gotta start kicking in some money here. We have to pay somebody to clean this room or this little cubicle, because a lot of nasty things come out and some of it falls on the floor. So you have to grease the wheels, or you have to pay to get a divorce because you're finding out that your spouse is having an affair with the minister or the priest. Or your spouse wants to stay with your organization and you leave because the priest is a pedophile with your kids and has molested your kids. There's all kinds of reasons that people should be allowed to leave an organization. What, you give up your sovereignty under God because you go listen to somebody preach or sing a couple of songs on Sunday morning? And then to what? To go home or go to Bob Evans and have pancakes and bacon and a glass of orange juice and then go home and watch football on TV all day and go through the same rat race. That's not living, people. That's not living, and it's not, you're not helping solve the world's problems. So, Jim, I could speak forever on that topic, as far as where I see things going, but definitely there's going to be two categories of people. And all of those who are unconscious are going to go down the tubes with those that have intentionally enslaved this planet for thousands of years. And the other ones are going to rise to a higher level of consciousness and are going to grab the bull by the horns and do something about it. But they're going to have to wade themselves through from one end to the other through the transition that's going to occur with all the chaos that's going on, and it's going to be ramped up.
Yeah, well, that's the point right there. I mean, I think it's the idea that it is ramping up that's actually helping to wake up some of these people. The interesting thing, Don, in the old days, when I was a younger person, a lot of these schemes were not as evident because the old masters that put all this stuff in place had infinite amount of patience. And they weren't afraid to spread out some of their designs over two or three generations to bring about these changes. But the tendency of the newer generations of these elite criminals seems to be that they're much more impatient and they want gratification immediately. And once they start accelerating their programs, the insulation that they once had by spreading out change over multiple generations of people evaporates. And they wind up putting themselves in a position of exposure.
Well, yeah, they have. In fact, that's become my career. And you're right. You know, everything is a fast food, instant, push a button, get the result immediately kind of existence. And yeah, they've exposed themselves to that too, because parallel to that is the counterbalance, because that's all artificial. That's all technological stuff. Okay. It's not born out of spirit. It's not born out of the creation. It's all imitation. And it can break down, and it does break down constantly. And they have, well, they have plans. Well, if we're going to do this and somebody uncovers it and we're exposed, then we'll do plan B. And if plan B doesn't work out, we'll do plan C. Well, they've got every letter of the alphabet of plans and more. The one thing that those of us that counter this have is the truth. We only have to deal with one thing, and that's the truth. You see? And when you get good at recognizing the truth, and you find the truth very quickly, you find it even before they do these things. You see? That's where the spirituality, the spiritual discernment comes in, is you sense there's something going on before it happens. And if it's intended for you to know what that is, you can stop it. And I think everybody has that ability if they would look inside.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. I think each individual has a truth meter built in. You know, some of them may be more sensitive than others. Some might be turned off. Some might be damaged. But they all got them. And with a little bit of practice, you can tell what you're up against. The truth has a certain quality to it, and when you hear it, you just know that it's for real. And I mean, I've sensed that myself, and I'm sure you have, and lots of people have.
You know,
it carries a special kind of weight.
Yes. You know, if technology is the answer to the world's problems, why does the world have so many problems? I come back to that same point. Technology is not the answer to the world's problems.
Well, actually, who thinks that it is?
Well, isn't that what they're ramming down everyone's throat? Isn't that what they push for kids who are going to go to college? You have to go to college. You have to study computers. You have to study computer software. You have to study programming. We have to make devices to do this and to do that. That would be great if they allowed us to be sovereign beings. It would be nice to have this technology do these things automatically for us. Instead of having...
Yeah, but that's not the way it is. As you know, everything's got a caveat. Everything's got a secret condition associated with it.
Yeah.
There are alternate plans for everything.
But you see, they sell technology in school. They sell it to the students as the answers, the end-alls to the world's problems. All they've done is they've used technology for their own benefit, to the detriment of humanity, and to the detriment of the environment, to the detriment of the animal kingdom. Contradictory to nature, they violate every natural law doing what they do. You know, a lot of people think the microwave oven is such a great invention. Why did the Soviets outlaw microwaves? Why are microwaves?
I didn't know that they had, but if they did, then my hat's off to them, because it's obvious that it's more important to them to have their citizens protected than it is to sell microwaves. And I think that's a good thing. But you'll never see it happen here.
No, everything is pushing instant gratification. And at the same time, you know, the food is still cooking when you eat it. It's cooking inside your body. It begins cooking your body. If your body's got water in it, it's going to keep cooking until the waves break down. Do they ever completely break down, or does the residue of a microwave in a person's body ever stop and cease? Or what happens the second time you apply the microwave to the body? Or the third time, or the 100th time, or the 1,000th time? Does it really matter which time it is? If it harms the body, if it cooks things from the inside out, what does it do when it gets in your body? But you see, it doesn't matter, because that's more money for the pharmaceutical companies. That's more money for the medical communities. All the hospitals and clinics that they're building, they're just building them all over the place. You'd think they were wild mushrooms. They're everywhere. And yet, are people getting well, or are people more sick?
No, they're definitely more sick, and I think that it's very evident, at least it certainly is evident to me, and has been for many years, that the concept of wellness is not really pursued. They're only interested in keeping you on the hook for the pharmaceuticals.
Yes.
They're not interested in whether you ever get better or not.
You see, this idea that they... that a non-doctor cannot make a claim that they heal someone is a violation of the law, comes about because doctors don't make that claim either. They can't have a non-doctor making a claim that a doctor himself doesn't make. And every doctor that ever did heal anyone was pursued and put in jail. Had their reputation ruined, had their business ruined, was jailed or murdered.
Yes, and we've talked about several of them on this show, you and me.
Mm-hmm. So technology is not the answer. I should say the misapplication of technology. And the misapplication of physics or physical principles and electrical principles and chemical principles, the misapplication of that, putting it, making pseudo foods, pseudo medicines, pseudo biological beings, combining biological and electronic beings or electromagnetics with biology. I mean, it's insane what's going on. Your comments, Jim.
Oh, boy. Well, you open up another can of worms with all of that stuff. I was just talking to somebody earlier today about that very thing. You know, that these, I don't even know what they call them because I refuse to use them, but these spreads that imitate butter, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't realize that they're a form of plastic. And the person I was talking to didn't seem to be concerned about that. All she said was, well, yes, but they taste good and they spread so easily. It's like it doesn't really matter what the truth is. You know, that's the part that's so amazing. I agree with what you said earlier. I think that you're going to see a division. You're going to wind up with two camps of people. Those who are really sold on knowing the truth and practicing it, and those who don't care one way or the other. Because it's very hard to have a gray area when it comes to this sort of stuff. You're either with it or you're against it, you know. There isn't any... What would be the gray area? I don't know.
Well, those sitting on the fence. And you can only sit on the fence for so long until... if it's a picket fence, watch out.
Yeah, you'll be impaled eventually.
Yes.
By indecision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm fairly certain that the inability to make a choice is, being in a state of vegetation is not going to be an excuse for paying a karmic debt or for contributing to the downfall of a planet. You know, I heard an interview just a few days ago where there's another whistleblower that's come out, and it's the strangest thing you said you've ever heard. Now this person is saying there's millions of underground bases. And we're supposed to take that word. He didn't say hundreds or thousands or hundreds of thousands. He said millions. Not just 1 million, millions. Well, I guess, you know, the question that I thought of was, does it matter if it's just one or a million or 10 million? What does it matter? Or this idea, this is a binary system. We have two suns and someone's hiding that information from us. How has it affected us so far? Or it's like this second sun is going to be some kind of a threat? If it was created to be a binary system, then and the second sun is invisible, there must be a reason for that. It's not to make you afraid. But then again, does that make sense?
Well, half of the crap that they teach you doesn't make any sense, but people lap it up anyway.
And I hear people over and over and over again. You know, I find it very, very ironic that some of the Patriot networks put out the word. They didn't want me on certain shows or on their network because I was talking about people from other planets. But they're allowing them to talk about this planet that's coming here to destroy the Earth. You know, the hypocrisy amongst these people. And that's
absurd.
Well,
why does it matter what we talk about? I mean, when you stop and think of it.
It should. That's right.
Until they eliminate it, we still have freedom of speech. And even there's another freedom that people don't realize. You also have the freedom of listening or not listening. So if you don't like it, change the channel.
Yes. The way I look at it, Jim, they didn't give me my freedom of speech. God gave it to me.
Amen.
And they can't take
it
away.
The crux of the matter right there.
Okay. That solves that problem right there. And then there's the issue, okay, if you have freedom of speech, speak the truth. As best you can, speak the truth. You know, we report things that seem to be everywhere, stories that seem to be everywhere, seem to be happening. And I'll do a little bit of digging and I'll find, boy, this doesn't look true at all. I know everybody's saying it happened, but just because they're saying it happened doesn't mean it happened. And it really grates against a lot of people's skin because they want to believe something happened. They want to think they know the truth about something. But then, okay, so whether BP and Halliburton and Transocean and all these and Goldman Sachs all were conspirators in the Gulf of Mexico disaster, it doesn't change the fact that they're putting Corexit in there, okay? And I happen to look at the financial side of it, and there's evidence that this was all planned. wasn't an accident. It was planned. It's to push another agenda, to enslave us even more, to bilk more money out of our pockets, and to reduce the quality of our life. Well, while they're killing billions of fish and plants in the oceans, and it's going to have worldwide impact on the quality of water.
So it's going to have an impact on everything. Look what it's already doing to the weather.
Yes. And then the manipulation of the weather, the intentional manipulation of the weather as a new form of warfare on the people. Of the war is always on the people. I mean, they always say, well, it's war, one country against the other country. What are countries? Do they not exist or subsist with populations? And how is it that a handful of people can influence the lives of hundreds of millions of people in a country? Only through ignorance and the corruption and the stealing of their power, the devising, as you said, over time, slowly, methodically, just morphing one system into another. Always problem, reaction, solution. This Hegelian dialectic. Wait a minute, you just murdered 1 million people in Iraq, or 1.5 million people in Iraq. Who's going to stand trial for the murder of those 1.5 million people? And the 3 or 4 million people that became refugees and fled the country for their lives. Who's going to make it right for those people? That's not their concern. They use that event to grope people in the airports and to irradiate people with 100 times what you would get in a normal a dental x-ray. The insanity and the corruption is beyond imagination. And everybody, well, we have to do this because we have to be safe. How are you safe from being hit with 100 times the safe level of an x-ray when you enter an airport? Or how does that make you safe, having somebody stick their hands in your pants to see if you have a bomb? When they know full well no American ever carried a bomb on an airplane. And they know no Arab did either. Which is the other half of the lie. I know I sound like I'm ranting. I'm just passionate about the ignorance.
No, you don't sound like you're ranting. I agree with everything you're saying. It's just so overwhelming sometimes. It's difficult to imagine where to go with it. But I think that even though we as individuals can't see the ultimate solution to all this mess, I don't think you can pull the wool over the universe's eyes. This has happened too many times on this planet. You know, you go back and read about the Hopi and the Mayans and the Incas, and they'll all tell you that in their records it shows that the world was destroyed at least 5 times and rebuilt itself. Well, I think we're headed for number 6. And I think that what comes of these destructions, for all intents and purposes, is a purging. And I think this is going to go on until mankind eventually evolves to the point where the souls who keep returning here realize on some conscious level that that's not what life is about. You have to live in concert with the laws, not only for the consideration of fellow man, but also for the animals and the vegetables and the very environment that we live in, the planet itself. And if we ignore that, the planet will eventually say, you know what, guys, time's up. Even if no other agent gets involved, I mean, would you like to go up against Mother Earth? Look what a tornado can do, or a hurricane, or a tsunami. You're helpless. The forces
or a volcano.
Are astronomical. That's right, a volcano. The forces are astronomical.
Or an earthquake.
And that's right. And I think that the only reason why people don't consider those possibilities is because they have trouble believing that the Earth can be a conscious being, a conscious entity. But then, of course, those are the same people that don't know what consciousness is to begin with. And they may not even be aware of their own consciousness, for that matter. So it's no wonder that they don't respect our planet.
Yes, I agree. Well, Jim, we're out of time. I know you and I could go on for several more hours, even at this late hour, but we do have to end the show. Any closing comment that you would like to make before we say goodnight?
Well, I'm going to reiterate something I said a couple of weeks ago, Don, and that is that I'm reading through a new generation of books that I've been exposed to, and they all have to do with actual approaches that human beings can take to not only alter their consciousness, but to demonstrate the fact that they have far more power over themselves, their health, and their environment than what they're willing to accept. And I would really like, when I'm ready, for us to do a series of shows on this stuff, and maybe we can even put together an outline between us, because this is the kind of stuff that is so powerful that these others, shall we call them, being polite, would really tremble in their boots over. And it's the kind of thing that constitutes truth. It can be demonstrated repeatedly, and it needs to get out there. If some of the other things that we've talked about don't have any effect, maybe this new information will.
Yes, well, I'm open to it. I'd like to start next week if you're game, if we can even just do an introduction to it.
Well, let's talk about it during the week. I mean, there's no reason why we can't set up something along those lines.
Yes. Well, I have to say, through the course of the research that I do, the redundancy of the same thing over and over and over and over again, and it's expansive, and it can be overwhelming because it's not like raiding a house and getting some criminal that's holed up in there to come out and face the consequences of his or her actions. It's everywhere. It's endemic. It's massive. And you want to talk about infiltration or invasion? It's massive. And this is on a galactic scale. This is occurring. It's occurring on a galactic scale, on this planet. And it's occurring in other parts of this solar system and other parts of this galaxy as well. And even in other parts of the universe, there are some very evil places. And to counterbalance that, there are some very good places. Some will argue there is no such thing as good and evil, and yet there is a balance. What causes the balance to occur? There's a point where there's a stability and a continuity that it adheres to universal law. And that's what mankind should be focused on right now, is learning what that is and bringing it to life, putting it into action. Just talking about it's not going to do it. And pretending like it's not there or that no one is responsible is insane. And you are right. Those they or those others are insane. No doubt about it. Jim, I want to thank you for being on the show, and I look forward to whatever topic we tackle next week.
All right, Don. Well, I'll be in touch with you, and we'll make a couple of decisions, and we'll just do it. That's all.
Okay. And I
thank you for having me on the show, and I don't know if I wished you a Happy New Year or not. I probably didn't. So let me do that now, and let's hope that this new year is better than the last one, and let's hope further that you and I can continue to work together as long as necessary.
Okay. Well, I also wish you a Happy New Year. We were last together on New Year's Eve. So, Happy New Year.
Thank you, sir.
All right. I'll see you next week, folks. That wraps it up. We've been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com and tonight's guest, scientist, inventor, Jim Murray. Want to thank Wind Talkers Radio Network for broadcasting the show. Over at BBS Radio, we had Doug Newsome on the sound tonight, and want to thank Don and Doug Newsome for making Evident Footprints possible. Most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me next Monday when my special guest will be Dr. A. Tru Watt. In the meantime, have a great weekend, and I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.
BBS Radio Founders own Golden Voice.
Do it again, do it again, do it again. Come on. You can do this.
And now it's time for another BBS Radio Founders Golden Voice.
Almost, almost. I felt it there. I felt it. Come on, introduce me. Introduce me.
And now it's time for another BBS Radio Moment, a Founders Golden Voice.
All right. All right. All right. BBS Radio Founder, our very own Golden Voice, Doug Newsome here. And I'm proud to say I'm one of the original founders of BBS Radio. Yeah, I'm here to ask you to become an affiliate of Peter Lamas Products, a company with the safest, most potent vegan organic skincare and hair care products in existence. With 25% commission earned, Peter Lamas pays out very well. But the bottom line, Peter Lamas products work. Once you go Peter Lamas, there's no going back. You're hooked. Just click on any Peter Lamas banner on bbsradio.com to order your products and or sign up as an affiliate. We could use your support because we truly care about how you look and feel.
Well, partner, we got our pork and beans, we got our coffee, and we got this real nice campfire. Now all we need is the radio. Go get that radio so we can listen to BBS.
Gosh darn, boss. We got this here radio, but we ain't got no batteries.
Well, I told you to buy some batteries yesterday, but you forgot to buy them today.
A man can only do so many things in one day. Go into town and get some for the both of us.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Dagnabbit, you and your BBS radio.
The way I get from there to here, I find a bridge and I cross it. Troubled waters under there.